This is Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. My guest today is out on tour in support of a brand new record called A Calm Sun, and she's live today, Leslie Kernikan. Hello. Welcome to JPR.
Hi.
It is nice to meet you.
It is lovely to be here.
We were chatting just before we went on the air about a couple of other groups that you have been in past years that folks around this area might know fairly well. In fact, I think both of them have played Ashland numerous times. Vagabond Opera, mm-hmm. of which you were a member for some time, and March 4th Marching Band.
Yes, I was in both of those.
Doing what? What was your role in those groups? It seems so much different than being a guitar-playing singer-songwriter, which is what you are doing now.
It is so different. I could never have guessed that I would be doing this now. I was a saxophone player for a lot of my earlier years. That might make me sound really old. I don't know. But from my 20s and teens, I was a saxophone player mainly. And right out of college, I discovered this band, March 4th Marching Band. And boy, was I excited about that band. So I joined that band and toured the country and some parts of the world with them for 4 years. And during that time, I was also studying opera and just beginning to get more into singing. And I was studying and living in the same building as Eric Stern.
From Vagabond Opera.
And Skip Von Kusky, the cellist.
Right?
Also, we all happened to live in the same apartment building. So Eric, I loved his group, Vagabond Opera, and I really wanted to be in it. And he was listening to me practice every day my opera chops. And after about a year, he let me audition, and I got the role and was in that band for about 4 years as well.
No kidding. Well, the music of both of those groups is really interesting and fun to listen to, but there's also a theatrical side to both of them. Did that cater to your interests and personality as well?
At that time, it did very much. And then there was a time when I felt like what I was growing into being excited to do was take off the painted eyebrows and just kind of be more of the authentic me that was what I was getting excited to express later.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about the authentic you. I want to hear a tune first, though, and there are so many interesting twists to what you have done and what you are doing now on this new record. The record itself actually starts with a song that does not sound like the rest of the record, right? It sort of leads you in one direction, and then the rest of the record falls solidly into this kind of a countrified Americana sound. Hmm. So what are you going to do here in the studio?
Well, I'll start with something that is probably the most sort of Americana song on this album, and it's called Country in the City.
One, two, three, four. There's nothing better than a Zydeco band playing that music, dance as hard as I can. You got that quick feet beat, we could take it to the street. Jump and jump alive, for the soul you're such a treat. Whoa, 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 whoa. There's nothing better than that indie folk man playing that music, slow cooking in a pan. It's just a sweet, sweet tune, simple summer days in June. Each breath has so much room. Oh, 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 oh. Country in the city, glamorous and gritty. Aaron is pretty, oh, as you can be. Starlight is upside down, shining from the concrete ground. But it's just a quaint hometown when you're playing these tunes. And there's nothing better than that honky-tonk band playing that music. upside down, shining from the concrete ground. But it's just a quaint hometown when you're playing these tunes. But it's just a quaint hometown when you're playing these tunes.
That is called Country in the City, performed live here in the JPR studios today by Leslie Kernikan, whose new record is called A Calm Sun, just out as of May 19th. Information is at lesliekernikan.com. It's LeslieKernochan.com if you need any help spelling it.
If you need help spelling it, you can also go to maplesyrupmusic.com because my name is atrocious to spell. And so I have a different website. It's the same website, but it has
It'll forward.
That's
right.
Nice. And it's maplesyrupmusic.com.
It's very smart of you to do so. Going back, you were studying opera for some time, singing.
About 3 years.
And I know that a lot of operatic stars sometimes try to make the transition into singing pop tunes or Gershwin or something like that. And there's a stiffness to it that seems like that it's ingrained from the classical study of singing.
Mm.
You don't have that. So did you just not do much opera, or are you just much more flexible in your ability to be chameleon-like? Because your previous records do not sound like what you just did, really.
I love that question. And I think I was never training. I was never studying opera to become an opera singer. I was studying opera to learn more about the voice and singing.
Oh, interesting.
Singing.
Okay.
So that might be one distinction. Another one is that I grew up improvising. You know, I was most drawn to improvisation. I'm not sort of a natural sight reader or music theory person. I loved just getting to close my eyes and do whatever my fingers did on the saxophone. And so I think there's sort of that natural inclination for me vocally as well.
Well, that would certainly explain a couple of the names that are listed on your list of influences, because in addition to some great songwriters like Gillian Welch, Paul Simon, Joni Mitchell, you see names like Ella Fitzgerald and you see Paul Desmond and Dave Brubeck. Paul Desmond, the brilliant alto saxophonist from Dave Brubeck's group during the 50s and into the 60s. You've also listed, and now having spent a little bit of time with you, this is starting to make a little bit more sense. You've listed Flight of the Conchords.
Oh, yeah. Big time. I don't think I have some very silly songs.
We'll get to a couple of them a little bit later. At least we'll touch on them. We won't go too deep into some of them because we are on the radio. Right.
Some of them are not radio appropriate.
So how and when did you decide that you were going to make this transition to be a Americana guitar playing singer-songwriter? Not a saxophonist, but something else entirely.
It was not a conscious decision necessarily. I think that I was sort of filling up with that kind of music, living in Colorado for about 5 years and, you know, enjoying all of that acoustic bluegrassy music in Colorado. And actually my dad first introduced me to Alison Krauss. Mm. So I did have that in my blood and I was a very huge fan of hers from an early age. But she was kind of the only bluegrass musician I knew much of for a lot of years. And while I was a jazz snob and other things. And then when I moved to Brooklyn, I started to write more sort of chill music because I think at the end of a wild day in the big city, I needed to sort of calm down with my guitar and a simple, sweet song. So that's what I started writing because that's what I needed personally in my life at that time.
Has guitar been with you for a long time then?
No, guitar is my most recent instrument. I started on piano, then saxophone, then voice, then musical saw, then guitar.
You cannot gloss over that.
Musical saw.
like not as a as an add-on to other things, like you had a period in time where you were a musical saw artist?
No, it's always been icing on the cake.
Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't like, I am musical saw woman. Yeah.
Like an electric loop sawist.
Yeah, no, I wasn't that invested, but it's a part of what I do and a great joy.
Still?
Yeah,
you still bust it out?
I do.
Do you travel with?
It's in my car.
No kidding.
Oh, huh. Yeah. And the look on people's faces of all ages when you bust out a musical saw is the best.
Right. Now, have you put saxophone aside now that you're out touring with a guitar in hand? Or are you doing the Curtis Steigers every once in a while? You'll whip out a sax solo in the middle of a...
If I have someone else to play music with, I do enjoy playing saxophone still. But it's not great for a solo artist.
Right.
Singing country tunes.
Leslie Kernikan is my guest today live on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record is called A Calm Sun, and you can get information, the shortcut, at maplesyrupmusic.com.
Yes.
What do you want to do next for us?
Let's do that surprise twist beginning of the album song called Les Petits Mondes Sont Partout, and that means The Little World's Everywhere.
Maple syrup is dripping down the white velvet walls, and the milkman is sipping on a telephone call. The Big Dipper is hanging on the nose of this town. A music stand on the sidewalk is making out with the ground. And oh, oh, oh. Zipper talks to the Velcro. Hey man, we're kind of alike. We both have lots of little arms that wrap around each other tight. And now the starfish is kissing all the rocks in its sight. The pepper trees keep on singing to the salt of the night. Oh, 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 oh. Ooh. Oh, oh, oh. Les petits mondes sont partout. Mushrooms growing in her head. It's a dark and humid bed. Oh, they're filled with nutrients, button caps and past laments, button caps and new intent. And oh, oh.
That is Leslie Kernikan live today on Jefferson Public Radio. That tune leads off her new record called A Calm Sun. You can find information at maplesyrupmusic.com or, if you are adventurous, lesliekernikan.com. So this thing ended up on a European record label. How did you swing that first?
Yeah, I have a friend named Steve Waite, who is a fabulous musician living in Brooklyn. And that's Brooklyn, New York. And he invited me to tour with him in Germany once. And I was his background vocalist, and I got to open for his band as a solo musician. And his booking agent over there really liked me and said, hey, maybe I can book you a tour in Europe. And I said, let me think about it. Okay. And so 4 years later, He contacted me out of the blue and said, let's do it. Let's do a tour in Germany. So that was last May, and I did that tour. And he said, hey, I have a friend who's running a record label here in Germany, and I'm going to send him your album. So he did, and that guy really liked the album, the new album that I had just created. But the new album was just an 8-track album, and so they said, we'll sign you if you make this a full length. So I took this album and added 6 more songs to it and made it A Calm Sun, and released that this past May 19th.
Gotcha. Now, is that the story that explains why Le Petit at the beginning sounds nothing like some of the rest of the songs on the record?
No, that's inexplicable. That was on the previous album, too. That's just, I guess, my songwriting style. It is diverse.
I want to go back through some of your earlier work because, as I mentioned earlier, it's all over the map, really. There was The Pickle Jar.
Absolutely.
And it captures some of the sound that kicks off this record. There's a sort of vaudeville-y sound to some of the songs, like they might be from the 20s, updated and modernized. Before that was Undulating, which is way different.
Way different.
Looping a cappella tunes.
Yeah.
Was that an offshoot of your time writing chill stuff when you were in Brooklyn, or where did that come from?
Oh, that was in 2006, and I had just come out of college studying music composition, and I fell in love with Bobby McFerrin at that time.
Easy to do.
Yeah, and also I was looking to simplify because I had just learned so much in college, you know, and I was writing for orchestras and doing a lot of things that I felt like I sort of only got surface deep into, and I wanted to start from square one and compose very simply and then build upon that at a pace that was digestible for me. So in some ways, the most simple form of composition is, for me, just singing and then adding a layer to that, and then adding a layer to that. And so that's what I did for my first album.
And you also did a kids album.
Yeah, that was the third album.
Sort of thought-provoking songs like What is the Purpose of My Eyebrows? And The Cycle of Poo.
Right.
You have also written a song about, how should we say this, a young woman's physical self-discovery? Is that a safe way of putting it?
Oh, I would say masturbation.
Where did the kids' album come from?
But the kids' album does not have the masturbation song,
right.
Let's be clear.
That's a different record. Where did the kids' album come from?
Well, after about 9 years of living in Portland, Oregon, and being in lots of amazing bands, I did want to simplify and focus just on my own songwriting. And so I moved to Boulder, Colorado, and I had a day job as a nanny and a waitress.
Ah.
And so nannying. Mm-hmm. When you stick a composer in an environment, they will start writing songs about that. So I was with kids during the day. I was with a 3-year-old, and it was like such a great way for us to share time together. That was our favorite part of the day.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about your transition here to this Americana sound. I had referenced a couple of the people that you have been influenced by and appreciate their music, and you've mentioned Bobby McFerrin, and we talked about Ella and Paul Desmond, talked about Paul Simon and Joni Mitchell, also people like Gillian Welch, Alison Krauss. At least on the majority of this new record, you are solidly in that place of making slightly countrified singer-songwriter Americana kind of stuff. Have you spent a lot of time in the last few years listening to that kind of music? Because you said for a while it was basically Alison Krauss was your litmus test for that kind of music and not a lot else.
Yeah. Well, I wonder, I think part of what happened as well is I got this great opportunity to, through the kids' music, play at the Telluride Bluegrass Festival.
Ah.
And I was...
Were you playing the kids' songs?
Yes, okay. I was playing at the family tent. So I got a free pass, and we would entertain the families during the day, but also I could run over into the orchestra pit and listen to these people. Edgar Meyer actually has been someone I've been really into a lot of my
life as well. Phenomenal bass player and composer of orchestral music nowadays.
That's right. Yeah. So seeing Edgar Meyer live and then just so many other great musicians, Jerry Douglas, you know, these people who I have just been completely enamored of. It started to be, I guess, more and more what I was so excited by, you know?
You mentioned earlier the authentic Leslie Gernikan.
Yeah.
Is this sound that? Because you've done a bunch of different things over the years.
Well, I think that what is authentic to me changes over the years. So it really was authentic for me to be in vagabond opera and to paint my eyebrows in and, you know, and wear these flamboyant outfits and sing Edith Piaf. That was the authentic expression that I wanted to be doing at that time. And then it started to shift and I had to go with that, right? And I wanted to strip down to like a more rootsy version of myself.
Yeah.
And so I guess that's what keeps happening, and I have no idea what'll be next. You know, that's the fun of it. I think we all experience that in life, like getting to live many lives and chapters.
Well, it seems like no matter where you land, what comes out is great.
Oh, thank you.
And this new record is fantastic. It's been really fun to meet you and chat with you today. Thanks for coming by.
You too. Thank you.
Leslie Gernikan is my guest. The new record is called A Calm Sun. You can find it at maplesyrupmusic.com. You have one more for us?
I do.
In the doghouse once again, though I try hard as I can, fumbling through each new day, hey, hey, hey. And though I'm sorry through and through, took my darkness out on you, sometimes we learn by messing up. Cause there's an octopus inside, made of all the tears I've cried, and his eyes are baby blue, ooh, ooh, ooh. And I'm teaching it to swim, instead of suctioning to him. And I see one thing to do. Oh, when those feelings start to fly, gonna stay right here in the hurricane's eye. Big teeth swirling all around, but I'm right here breathing from this soft on ground. I can see all the past so vibrantly. Technical and laser show, oh, oh, oh. And though I never mean to harm, there's that creature with eight arms tripping up integrity. Now I ain't trying to make excuse, I wanna ride the truth caboose, no matter what the price. But I can't keep writing you songs, even I have to move on. Not that you care either way. Oh, when those feelings start to fly, gonna stay right here in the hurricane's eye. Big teeth swirling all around, but I'm right here breathing from this south. Gonna stay right here in the hurricane's eye. Big teeth swirling all around, but I'm right here breathing from this soft on ground.
That one is Hurricane Eye. It's Leslie Gernikan here on Jefferson Public Radio. That one's got kind of a folk festival sound to it.
Yes, I wrote it at Telluride Bluegrass Festival 2 summers ago.
The new record is called A Calm Sun. Information can be found at maplesyrupmusic.com. Leslie Kernikin, it's nice to meet you. Thanks again for coming by.
Thank you so much for having me.